love you. Happy Friday. How you doing today? You can't complain, didn't yourself?
I finally got the radio threw it together this morning. Figured I'd give it a try and see if these electric motors or anything cause interference.
Hey, this morning.
Filthy way to mount the antenna instead of having to take it on and off every day.
Come up with something. I would have thought putting it in the inside or sticking it to the roof upside down inside would have worked.
I think it can work. The only thing I just don't know about. You know, you start throwing 30 watts at an antenna, and that's bouncing around the inside of your car whenever you're talking on it. So, you know, you just kind of wonder, like, is that a good idea, or should I put the antenna outside?
With you on that one, I don't know. I mean, at work, we got 10-watt radios, so you know I carry it on my hip.
It's definitely a thing. I know my dad's HT. It actually does, I think it's supposed to be 10, but it puts up by 8, a little over 8, which is, you know, about right, I think, more than anything. So, that could be, because some people say not to put that much near your head when you're talking, but, you know, you don't hold it right next to your face anyway, hold it at a distance.
I got an external mic that I just keep, you know, clipped to the buttons on my shirt, and that, just use it that way, and it just stays mounted on my belt loop.
Motorola radios. It's so expensive to get the system and get them programmed and get them set in. It's over $1,000 per every one radio you order.
$1,150, something like that. But we use Diversified Electronics out of Greenville, and they order them, and then they program them. They already come into us programmed like we need them.
Same way, same company. I think they handle a lot of the big businesses that have the Motorola trunk radios and all that. I've got one on order now because somebody made off of mine. I tried to leave it for the area to use, and they ended up putting it in their bag or something. I don't know where it's at. So I've got one on order now, but they said it won't come in until August.
Ours are. I had to order a bunch of them, and that, and it took a long time to come in. I usually keep about 3 spares, but ours identify with a number. Like when you key up, it tells you which radio keyed up. If you know what the number was of your radio, you should be able to look and see when it keys up.
See, it was when I went to the new hall where I'm at now. It was given to me after a couple months, but it wasn't my radio. I didn't have all the data. I should have wrote down the numbers on it, because I mean, we can get them turned off. You know, if somebody steals a radio or somebody reports it lost, you can have them turned off. And usually most people turn them in by then, because then it's no good.
You know, a number that pops up on it, because you know, if you push the little red button on it, it sends out a emergency beacon, and then it lets you know which one it is in trouble.
Track of who has what radio?
Yeah, roger.
I used to do that for us, but now not so much.
If somebody gets in trouble and hits the panic button, then you know which person it is, and you know about where they were working at.
Never thought of that. Ours aren't. I guess nobody's probably ever hit the panic button. I'm not sure. But most people just carry it around just so they can talk quickly. Shoot, I'm trying to get my guys to go back to the radio, because I get tired of the cell phone ringing all the time and dinging from text messages all day long.
There's all the time, and then everybody carries one all day long, and then, you know, the guard will call me, you know, every time a truck comes in for me, and that, so you can keep track of what's going on.
Well, a base that sits behind my desk. And the only thing I hate, you know, what's funny, because once you've used the DMR radio, you kind of know how the menu works a lot better. So I'm flipping through the menu, and, you know, you can pick the zones and all that, all the same, you know, DMR. And it's got the button to scan, but when I hit it, it doesn't do anything because it's not set up.
Anything with our work radio. I did take my Anytone in and put it on frequency, and I can hear and I can transmit.
Anytone will work on y'all's radio. Is it a trunked radio system, do you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, I've heard the term, but I'm not sure I understand everything about it. And that I know when I key up my Anytone on my work radio, it says Ken Myers.
I might have to experiment with that one time.
Program it, the frequency, and that, and go ahead and listen to it at home.
Yeah, well, I might have to program it in one day and see. Cause as far as I know, it's trunked radio, which is kind of weird. You know, you have a frequency given, and there's channels assigned, and it'll just pick an open frequency. It's not really transmitting on any one specific channel all the time. It picks it. I don't know. It's trunk systems are really weird, and I don't quite understand how they work or how they do work. But that's ours at work is supposed to be trunk, but I'm gonna have to try that one time.
Our license at the FCC, and it told what frequencies, you know, that we were allowed on, and I just tuned to those.
See, just one day. That's why we spent $1,000-something for a Motorola.
It's just more heavy duty, you know what I mean? We just, everybody just leaves them set like they are. I mean, we have some other, you know, you can turn the dial to, you know, I think we use the zone one, and that you can turn it to the other ones, like if you're just two people are working something so they don't aggravate everybody else, but they never use it.
They talk around, a couple talk around channels in the zone, and I've never heard anybody on them, which, like I said, I don't have the ability to scan, so if anybody uses it, you'd have to be sitting on it, so we have certain frequencies for, or certain channels for the assembly area. They usually broke it up in one side of the plant or the other. And, of course, our PSA, they've got their own frequency or channel.
For a new radio, because mine, when you put it on charge, once it's charged, the light flashes red and green, and that tells me that I'm at battery half-life, and those batteries for that model aren't available anymore.
What are you selling? Like I said, mine is on order. I got my purchase order and everything approved, and they said it would be August before they come in.
It's spares.
Order spares. They cost $1,000, and man, we penny-pinched the heck out of them. So they don't keep any spares anywhere. You have to order it and wait on it to come in.
Like for production, only the lead people had radios, and now they bought like 20 radios and give them to everybody on shift has one.
Probably get a lot more chatter that way.
This one guy, he'll get on the radio, you know, and acknowledge, and then you'll say something, and then you can see him off in the distance, he's talking on the radio, and you'll have to say, mash the button.
Too funny.
Or leave the radio on the forklift, and then they'll walk off, you know, 50 yards.
Cars get going a lot. People lose radios a lot. They're just too expensive to replace.
And they left one in the shipping container. It went over to China somewhere.
Fire where they'll send it back.
They send a few in to be repaired. I mean, they can repair them. And then I think we got the 75 50s.
Ours are the XP something, but who knows, the Motorola. I'll have to look when I finally get my radio in.
The article that you sent me, I mean, I just looked at the picture of the radio, you know, you sent me the other day, and I swear it looks just like my Connet.
Your radio, well, I mean, you think about it, like your radio that you're talking about, the Cover 29 LTD, you know, those are all around the same radio styles. You know, they got the little flip buttons, a couple dials, they got that one power meters where the needle swings, you know, it's an analog meter. But, well, you know, without a VFO or at least a frequency, I don't know how you keep up what channel you were on.
I download a chart for mine because it's got like an ABCD, you know what I mean? And then it's got 40 program channels for each one of those. You had to know which one you needed to be on to just to be able to, you know, communicate, like on channel 19 when I was running 11 meters. And that, but they called it a 10-meter import, but on 10 meters, it's only good for AM.
Mine is. Mine's the Anytone AT6666, and it's an import 10 meters. So you can unlock it or open it up. It's just a quick button combination, and it'll open the frequency, but it'll transmit on 10 meters and 11 meters. But it's the same way, but you can hit a button and it'll show the frequency. The downside is if you change the frequency, then that memory channel will be changed from that point forward unless you change it back. So if I've got, you know, channel 1 set for 28400, if I go to 28385, it'll sit on 28385 from that point forward. So you got to remember to change the frequencies back, or you'll have a bunch of just random channels and frequencies. But that's usually what I do, just flip it over to whatever band it is, the number or letter code, and then I just flip over to VFO and just change the frequency manually using the hand mic.
VFW. Yeah, that'd be a good radio if, you know, like you said, if you could just scroll and catch all of the frequencies. Cause, I mean, it's probably jumping 10 or 15, you know, kilohertz every time you turn the dial. And, man, there's a lot of spots in between there, especially on, like, 11 meters. You know, there's a lot of preppers use the in-between frequencies.
Man, it works on the CB, but I tell you, it's nothing like what it used to be. And then there's some dude that gets on channel 19 all the time, and he just talks constantly. I think he's out in Texas, and he just won't shut up. It just makes it so annoying. I end up turning the radio back off. But I think I need to get my 10-meter antenna set up, plug it back in, and just drop the 11-meter.
I know, I forget what they call it. I think they called it free band or whatever, where preppers and everybody were using the in-between channel frequencies on 11 meters to communicate. So I scrolled over there, and sure enough, there was traffic there.
And I've heard that, and they also go up a little bit higher. You know, they'll go outside of the 11-meter band, kind of the in-between area between 10 and 11. They'll kind of reside in that area as a free band as well, you know, on the upper part of the frequency. Looking radio, man, without the VFO, knowing what frequency you're on, I don't think it'd be worth it.
It wouldn't be worth it. You know, I mean, I'd probably put mount mine if I had upper and lower sideband, but I don't have that, you know what I mean, on it. So it's just useless because it just transmits you with it because it receives okay. It just, and the needle says it's transmitting, but no audio comes out.
I wonder why that is, but yeah, I'll be honest, I don't know if it'd be worthwhile to do a 10-meter radio. I don't know that you could do local communication or not. I mean, usually 10 meters is so wide open and nobody's really on it for the most part, unless it's, you know, South America or whatever, and that just doesn't interest me, so.
It's 11 meters more often, they wouldn't have those truck wrecks they had this week, yesterday on the interstate.
Guys, there's a lot of truck drivers don't even have radios anymore, but, you know, so you end up in traffic and you won't hardly hear anything, and then other times you will, so it's kind of weird. It's really weird, so. Well, Ken, I'm getting off on my exit, so I'm going to have to cut our conversation short and get this radio antenna off the top of the car. So you be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we'll talk at you either this weekend or Monday morning. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Have an awesome day and enjoy the weekend, and maybe I can catch you over the weekend. KN4TFW.